Welcome to Road Trip Radio, the food, travel, and adventure show that's all about making the most of every moment. It's a fun-filled journey where you'll be introduced to amazing people, learn about interesting places, experience incredible food, and dare to take on new challenges. So fasten your seatbelts, turn up the volume, set your phone to speed dial, and get ready for a half hour of lighthearted enlightenment with your Road Trip Radio hosts, Rick Griffin and Sandy McKenna.
All right, Sandy, we are having a blast in Paso Robles, if that is in fact how you pronounce it.
I've heard it said several different ways, and I guess it also depends on how much wine you've had before you say it.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Amanda
Diefenderfer.
Okay, good.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a long one, but a great old local Paso family, so we take a lot of pride in that.
That's right, and you are a native to, is this Paso Robles?
It's Paso Robles, yeah.
Okay, because I've heard it pronounced different ways.
There's a lot of different ways to say it, but most of the locals, it's Paso for short.
Okay, well, tell us some of the cool things that are happening here right now.
Yeah, definitely. So Paso Robles really, you know, for the past number of years, we've seen a quickly growing wine scene. But with that comes so many great things. Nobody can survive off wine alone. So we've seen a great food scene pop up, a great arts and culture scene jump in with that. So it's really a well-rounded destination where we like to say we have wine and more.
Now, we just did a really fun thing. Art and wine. Can you tell us about this art program that you have downtown?
Yeah, definitely. So right downtown on the park, we have Studios on the Park, and they offer a social art working class, which is a great class to come. You can get together a group of friends. It's bring your own wine and enjoy as their instructor leads you through a painting lesson. And the nice thing is it's step by step, and you all paint the same thing, so they all turn out pretty well.
And totally different.
Totally different,
and
somehow.
I think that also varies on who's drank how much wine.
Yeah, the more wine you drink, the better your painting
right.
looks.
Until the next day, then you wonder what you were drinking.
Last night, we had a really, really fantastic dinner, and we had a wine pairing from a local winery. Can
yes.
you revisit that experience for us?
Yeah, definitely. So last night, we went out to dinner at Il Cortile Ristorante, which is really kind of our iconic Italian restaurant here right on the square. And that what they did is they paired a four-course meal with wines from Farm Winery. So we really got to see how the flavors of the wine play with the flavors of the food. And they're both wonderful standalone, but you bring them together and you really get a piece of magic. And we like to call it a piece of Paso magic.
Now, we first knew of Paso Robles because of the wine.
Yes.
But you guys do a lot more than just stomp on grapes. You've got some other things brewing here.
Brewing's a good word for that, exactly. We have a great microbrew scene here all around town. Firestone Brewery, which is certainly one of the major players in the craft brew industry, started right here in Paso Robles. And then with that, we've seen a lot of other new guys pop up too.
We also had some whiskey and vodka and gin tasting
yes.
at Refined.
Exactly, Refined Distillery. So Alex Villacana of Villacana Winery all of a sudden looked at all the juice, his runoff, that he was just throwing down the drain and said, I think I can make something pretty good out of this too. Distilled it out and made an incredible high-end vodka that we feel pretty spoiled is featured at a lot of the bars around town too.
What other... tell us about some of the projects that are, or the events that you have. You have a ton of events that go on
right.
downtown and other places as well. Touch on a few of those.
Yeah, you know, in Paso, we like to have a good time, and with that comes a lot of events. So I know there's 52 weekends in the year, and I'd say there's probably at least 57 events throughout the year. So it's pretty hard to miss a weekend that doesn't have a good event going on, whether it's Wine Festival, Paso Arts Fest, we have an Olive Festival, Honey Festival. You pick your favorite thing, and I guarantee you we've got something going on for it.
What would you suggest if somebody comes? How many days to stay, and what to see and do?
You know, I would suggest, and this is not usual yet, but I think we're going to see it get more popular to stay up to probably about 3 days. What's great about our area is we don't have traffic. So if you want to bounce out to the coast, it's 20 minutes every day of the week, no matter what time you go. So if you can anchor yourself here for 3 days, you're going to get a great wine country experience, a great foodie experience, and then you can mix it in with a little bit of beach, maybe go south to San Luis Obispo. You can hit up the whole county from right here in Paso Robles.
Now, what about the weather? I've noticed that while we've been here, it's been like 50 degrees in the morning and 90 or 100 degrees in the afternoon, which is kind of, but it's not a, it's a dry heat.
Exactly. It's a dry heat, so it's very, very approachable. And, you know, 90 degrees is a little unusual this late in the year. But like you say, we have these 50 degree, what they call diurnal temperature swings. So each day, if it hits 90, it could go all the way down to 40 that evening. So what that does mean is while it might be hot for about 30 minutes to an hour, you're going to cool down into beautiful weather in the evening and really want to sit outside and enjoy yourself.
And how do people get here?
You can, sorry, are you talking like flying in and stuff?
Yeah, just
okay.
If people want to come to the area, what's the best way for them to get here?
So Paso Robles, it's great. It's super accessible. We're right off the 101. So whether you're coming from San Francisco or LA, we're literally about 3 hours from each, right smack dab in the middle. You could also fly directly into San Luis Obispo Airport, and then we're just 30 minutes north of there.
You know, our first experience here, we were doing the Pacific Coast Highway, and part of it was closed down, so we had to kind of detour, and we were kind of tired, and it was late, and we stopped in Paso Robles and had a great meal and everything. And so I encourage anybody doing the Pacific Coast Highway, come over. Mm-hmm. It's worth a little day trip over here.
It definitely is. Like you say, it's, 30 minutes off that highway, and it's just a quick little jaunt over and a nice way to break it up when you're heading down the coast for the whole week.
And we had said we're going to come back, and we did.
We're glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
We're glad to be here. Thank you.
Oh, one more thing. Tell me about, I understand you have zip lining here over a vineyard. Now,
that sounds
cool.
We do. You know, in Paso, we have fun, and we have a little bit of wild with it, too. So Margarita Adventures offers zip lining. I believe it's only over 2,400 continuous feet of zip line, with the longest one being 1,800 feet long. And you go right over the top of their Pinot Vineyard. They call it the Pinot Express. So you really get a high view of what you're about to go taste in their tasting room afterwards. So you get to do a little zip and then a little sip.
Zip and sip. I like it.
That's awesome. Amanda, we have a blast here. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming. It's a thrill to have you guys.
Thank you.
Has your checkbook, your boss, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your significant other, or lack thereof got you down? Then you need therapy. We're all a little nuts. That's why Midlife Road Trip's not-so-usual therapy session is the most productive way to waste your time on the internet. Therapy begins each Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a fun new topic every week. You can join the fun by following #NUTS on Twitter or Midlife Road Trip's Facebook fan page, voted by Rick and Sandy as the funniest chat on Twitter. You'll not want to miss Nuts, where straight jackets are optional, but a sense of humor is required.
We have somebody else with us here, Sandy, that is also from the area.
Now, Fritz has been here for... You're a native, Fritz.
I'm a native. I've been in this area since late 40s.
And so he knows every nook and cranny, and he is with Grapevine Tours.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about what is Grapevine Tours.
Well, Grapevine Tours is the only full-service, five-star rated tour company in the area, or in the state, the highest rated. But we take you to four wineries. I pay the tasting fees up to $10 a person at each winery. And I also provide lunch from Odyssey World Cafe. It's a great cafe. They've been making our lunches for 10 years. They're very consistent. And we go out to four wineries and have a good time. You know, I point out a lot of the different and interesting things. You know, we take requests for wineries. We can't guarantee everything because sometimes then we do charters and we do public tours.
Fritz, you have been our tour guide all week, and we have had a blast with you because you know so much about everything else that's going on in Paso Robles. What are some of your favorite festivals and events that they have going on during the year?
Well, coming up this weekend is the Pioneer Day. That's where 84 years ago the townsfolk told the farmers, leave your pocketbook at home and come to town. And that's kind of saying thank you, because at this time of the year, during harvest, farmers are all coming down and paying their bills at all the stores where they've been living on credit all year. Now we've got some old cars going through town. But they say, come to town. And they're going to cook up 1,000 pounds of beans or so like that, 400 or 500 pounds of hamburger, tomatoes, and onions. Start about 6 o'clock cooking. And then there's going to be a big parade. There'll be steam-powered tractors.
Is it still free?
Everything's free. If you're here Saturday morning, take a pot and go get a pot of beans.
Free beans.
Free beans.
Yes. Walmart does not even open until after 12.
So everybody, let the employees go see the parade.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
How many wineries do you have to choose from here in Paso Robles?
About 270 plus.
And how do you choose?
Personally, I choose based on the personality of the people that are pouring the wine. And then every day after my tour, I take a poll as to the wineries, which is the most favorite winery. And those, you know, over a period of time, they become our tier one wineries. So we'll see those more often. I've got some wineries that I can only take small groups to. I've got wineries that I can take larger groups to. But anytime I have more than eight in a group, the wineries require that I have reservations ahead of time. And that makes it nice. Yeah. Anytime other than that, no, I do all my personal choosing. I'll start out with an itinerary, and if I have less than six people, I'm not married to the itinerary. I will ask, you know, where would you like to go? What would you like to see? And some people will be foolish and put themselves in my hands, and some people will have requests and things. And we do our best to fulfill everybody's request. I've got a lady coming up on the 18th. She's bringing 10 people, and it'll be her fourth or fifth time riding with me for Harvest Festival. And she's already told us which wineries she wants to visit.
Now, when you say Harvest Festival, what is Harvest Festival?
Well, we have a number of festivals just for the wine industry. The third weekend in March, we have the Zinfandel Festival. The third weekend in May, we have the Wine Festival for all wines. And then the third weekend of October, we have the Harvest Festival, because we're pretty much done with or largely done with harvesting the grapes, and then the winemaking, you know, and things like that's going to kick in. And then after that, November, December, all the farmers get a break.
Now, have you noticed how has Paso Robles changed over the years?
Tremendously, in a very, very positive manner also. I remember when it was about 5,000 or 6,000 people, and it's roughly 32,000-33,000 right now. And it's very, very positive changes. Wonderful wineries. We have a fair amount of small industry. We have a tremendous amount of things to do here. We're, you know, like I said earlier, we're halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. We're 25 miles to the coast, which is, you know, 15 to 30, 25 minutes. And, you know, we've got Hearst Castle. We've got the elephant seals. If you go to Avila Beach, you can see the sea lions and the harbor seals. And the sea otters, there's just, you know, within a short period, you know, around here.
And one of the things that we've experienced over the last few days that we've been here is some incredible food.
Just, oh, God, yes.
Yeah, how is it that not everybody here weighs 400 or 500 pounds?
Yeah, the food is incredible. And the pairings that we've had, yeah. What are a couple of your favorites?
I really like Robert's Cafe. Gee, that's a hard question, because some of them I haven't been to. I like Basil, that's Thai restaurant, not too Americanized. I like Odyssey World Cafe, the ones that make our cater our lunches for us. They have an excellent lunch and dinner.
Now, if somebody's never been to Paso Robles before and they were to come, what would be the top two or three things you said they have to do? Of course, you know, we know Grapevine Tour will be one of them.
We got the Pioneer Museum. We've got, you know, you got to go to the beach, you know, when you're closer here, especially in the summertime, because it'll be 110 over here and it'll be 60 degrees at the beach.
Wow.
Yeah. You can go through on Highway 41 on the way from Atascadero to Morro Bay. There's a narrow pass. It's about a mile long and a couple hundred feet high, and like, you know, 60 feet wide, 80 feet wide at the most, two lanes and a creek. And in a mile, you do a 60-degree temperature change. Yeah, so we have unique weather here,
yes,
which gives
do.
Us our unique wines.
Well, Fritz, we have had a blast riding around with you this week, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. You guys have been fun, too.
We definitely want to see you again when we come back. We're going to request Fritz.
Yeah.
You can do that.
All right.
And I'm not going anywhere.
Good. We're counting
on
that.
I know, but you're in paradise. Why leave?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Fritz, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and for hauling us around this week.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, you don't want to be a cougar, and you don't want to be a fool, because the kids are grown and you need to get out, so you need to break all the rules, go on a midlife road trip.